Habitat for Humanity has been operating in Wisconsin for over 40 years, and next up we're going to take a closer look at how the organization has evolved and what is doing in the state right now. I'm Jill Nadeau, and this is the Larry Mueller Show. And with us is Peter Lewandowski. He is the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity Wisconsin. Have you volunteered for Habitat? Have you benefited from the organization? Well, we'd like to hear from you, so give us a call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Peter, thanks so much for coming in today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You bet. Now, Habitat's been around for decades. What's the history? How did it start?
Right. So Habitat's an interesting organization. It goes back to 1976, actually, founded by Millard Fuller down in Georgia. And it's interesting. A lot of folks are very well aware of President Carter's involvement with the organization. President Carter and his wife, Rosalind, became involved actually in the early 80s. They knew Millard Fuller, obviously, with Georgia roots. And, so it really evolved. I think it was an outgrowth of their faith, putting their faith into action. And so as part of that, recognizing the mission of Habitat, really to build homes, community, and hope, they set to work and did great work, actually starting out abroad in Africa and building homes there, and then putting that money and resources that they gained there back into use here in the United States. The organization's grown rapidly throughout the United States. Currently, we have over 1,100 U.S. affiliates. Obviously, that's a pretty large number, including 32 affiliates here in Wisconsin. In addition to that, Habitat has really taken off. We've grown internationally as well. So currently we serve over 70 different countries, around the world. So it's fantastic.
That is amazing, really. Now, when did Wisconsin join in on this?
So our first Habitat affiliate actually came up, I believe, really centered around Baraboo. Our Habitat for Humanity of the Wisconsin River was founded, I believe, in 1983. And then shortly, another Milwaukee one spread up. They're really a grassroots. This is a grassroots organization that really took hold. So throughout the 80s and 90s, it really grew. And so, yeah, it's an exciting journey.
So what did those organizations look like at the beginning? What did they do? What was their focus?
Right. So I would say, looking back in time, we had, small groups of committed volunteers, some organizing themselves in, small towns and larger cities, really looking at, how can we make a difference to provide folks with a path to home ownership? And how can we live out our faith and put our faith into action? And so, that said, a lot of them really were a scrappy bunch if we look back at our history, and rolled our sleeves up and swung a hammer. And, the rest followed. So,
well, and you think about it, building a home is not easy. Anybody who's ever gone through it knows. And to get a bunch of people who don't necessarily know each other and have that much experience takes a lot of organization and commitment. Why is that one of the reasons why it's been around for so long, you think?
I think so. I think people genuinely want to, put their energy toward helping others. And so at Habitat, there are any number of ways to become involved. But I think the physical act of, building a home, certainly a part of Habitat, we want to engage our partner families and provide them with a leg up. But they're also active, in that process. The average partner family completes anywhere between 150 to 500 sweat equity hours, actually building their own home. They're building their own future. So that type of engagement is really big for us. I think that really energizes volunteers as well. So I think that's really an exciting part. And then, of course, once a family moves in, a home dedication, that's where I really got the Habitat-itis, where, caught that bug. And it's so awesome to see folks moving in, families moving in. Sometimes their pastors or others are there and supporting them. Everybody's crying. It's a great time.
Of course, it's emotional time, but that's a good thing. So now you have kind of branched into all different kinds of areas. So tell us about what Habitat is today.
So Habitat today is really focused on, you know, looking at that next frontier in terms of providing a path to home ownership for folks, you know, we're looking at, you know, different dimensions of, you know, equity and social justice. How can we, you know, really support our neighbors who've been marginalized in the past? And then, you know, trying to get into different dimensions to make that possible, whether it's, you know, lowering the cost of building houses through innovation, looking at sustainability. We're looking at new technologies like 3D printed homes, modular homes that are highly energy efficient, solar panels, you know, solar systems truly. So, you know, that really helps folks bring down, you know, their energy costs and, you know, also, you know, makes the price of the cost of home ownership just more affordable. We're also looking at, you know, kind of that whole advocacy sphere too, where, you know, we've really graduated, come a ways from just swinging a hammer to where we're encouraging and supporting policies, you know, at the state level, certainly at the federal level as well. I know a lot of work has been done here in Wisconsin the past 6 months or so, you know, to support housing at the state level. That said, we're working with Representative Evan Goyke and Senator LaTanya Johnson, as well as the majority party. This is certainly a bipartisan issue, home ownership. And so we're encouraging, you know, really financing as well as other policies to make home ownership more affordable, attainable for Wisconsinites.
It seems that with obviously prices and everything going through the roof, that it does eliminate a lot of people from that market, doesn't it?
Certainly. I found that, basically, through research, the median sales price in Wisconsin last year, according to Wisconsin Realtors Association, was peaked at $304,000 for a home in Wisconsin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That shocks me.
Certainly. Oh, it shocks me, too. And, you know, looking at U.S. Census data on the flip side, your per capita income here in Wisconsin is right around $40,000. So when you take a look at everything in terms of the down payment, interest rates, basically that excludes about 92% of renters here in Wisconsin. And so really providing that path to home ownership really isn't just about having a place to live. Certainly that's a huge part of it, having that stability. But also we're focused on, you know, creating generational wealth and, you know, really helping families get a leg up. Mm-hmm. You know, home ownership is a huge part of generational wealth building. And yeah, so it's a different scale nowadays.
Talk about generational wealth, because that's a fairly new term that's been thrown around lately. What does that actually mean, and what does it mean for those people who have it?
Certainly. So generational wealth is looking at the compounding effect of wealth from one generation to another. And so say, you know, my folks, they own a home. They're going to be around for a very long time. But, you know, if they choose to, you know, pass that along to me as part of my inheritance or my family, then, you know, basically we're looking at that transfer of wealth giving me a leg up to where, you know, I could put that into different endeavors, whether that's a business, whether that's savings, you know, whether that's, you know, perhaps buying another home that has more equity in, you know. And so basically it's a way for families to really you know, pay forward that wealth to the next generation. And certainly we're starting to see that now, you know, between the baby boom generation and, say, millennials or Gen X.
Mm-hmm. So you, as the executive director, do you still get to swing a hammer? Or what does your job entail?
I do. I love being out on the build site. I love it when we're building walls or doing, you know, any sort of raising. So I'm on the go. I'm all around the state. Sadly, I don't get to do as much of that as I like to, but it is a lot of fun. And, you know, especially when we have, you know, motivated volunteers.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And family. So
now you have different affiliates, right? That's what you call the group around the state. And tell us a little bit about how they work then.
So your average affiliate is really like its own little Habitat franchise, if you will,
okay,
to where, you know, we focus on really everything. As you take a look at Habitat, we're kind of a neat animal organizationally. We have, you know, your traditional nonprofit aspect of, you know, working with partner families. Oftentimes there's a retail side of things with a Habitat Restore, if you've ever checked out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Maybe too much.
Too much.
There's
too
never
much.
Too much, though.
Yeah. Well. Say that to my credit card company.
Fair. Okay. It's going to a good cause. So.
It is very much so. We'll talk about that after we get back from the news, but go right ahead, Peter.
Certainly. The other side of things is that, you know, we're a construction company. We're a builder. You know, if you look at what we're doing, some affiliates are, you know, they're doing a couple homes a year. They're doing up to 20 homes a year. You know, they're going gangbusters around the state building. So having that construction expertise is something that's, you know, unique to each affiliate. And then on the other side is you're looking at, you know, true affordability, you know, in your housing. You know, essentially Habitat affiliates are also mortgage lenders, you know, which is an awesome part of our program, to where, you know, we'll hold the mortgage, you know, we're, you know, obviously licensed and registered to do so, but each affiliate provides, we don't give away homes, mm-hmm. you know, certainly
right.
that's,
right.
they're sold to our partner families, but we make that affordability more possible by offering, you know, a lower cost to the home in terms of the purchase price, as well as a 30-year 0% fixed rate mortgages, which you really can't find elsewhere.
No, you cannot. No, for sure. And that makes a big difference because a down payment, is that even part of this? Do people have to have a down payment?
I don't think that they do per mm-hmm. se. That's something okay. that they'd work out really okay. with their affiliate, but, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Because that is definitely something that stops a lot of people from home ownership, because what they're paying in rent might be similar to what they would pay in a mortgage, but...
You're right.
Yeah.
And I have another stat for you,
okay.
if you're ready for it.
Throw it at me.
So the median down payment here in Wisconsin in 2023 was $28,846. And, you know, for a lot of folks, you're right. That's just out of reach.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you save for that? Well, we're going to talk more about this. And right now we're going to go to news, but we've been talking with Peter Lewandowski. He's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin. And we'll take your questions and comments. So you can give us a call, 800-642-1234, or you can email us ideas@WPR.org. We'll be back after this. This is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau, and we're talking about Habitat for Humanity today with Peter Lewandowski. He's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin. What questions or comments do you have about the organization? Have you benefited, or maybe you volunteered? Tell us about your experiences. Our number, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Lines are... not filled right now, so you can get in right away. So give us a call. So, Peter, before we went to the news break, we were talking a little bit about how people have benefited from Habitat. Well, where does all your funding come from?
Certainly. So I'd say private donations are a large part of it. Also, we have corporate partnerships as well. You know, thinking of the Home Depot, thinking of Kohler, you know, other Wisconsin brands, you know, like Brone are big supporters. So you know, really, you know, we welcome all resources, all,
for sure.
all partnership. We take in kind donations, you know, private donations, but yeah, it's exciting.
Are there programs that you can tap into, like federal dollars, state dollars?
So there are. You know, we do have access to that. And as we're talking a little bit about kind of the history and growth of Habitat, that's some ways that we've expanded, you know, partnering with local municipalities. You know, certainly when ARPA funding was available, you know, that's really accelerated what we're able to do. Just to highlight, you know, a few examples, you know, in Waukesha, we're able to work with the city there to put together a build called Domenica Park, where, you know, we have over 20 homes going into what used to just be kind of a vacant lot in Waukesha to really make an impact for those, say, 20 homeowners. Or, you know, looking up at, you know, Green Bay, have another 20 homes going in there throughout the city of Milwaukee, trying to, you know, revitalize, you know, different parts of the city, working with the city and county. So it's an exciting time. And so just having some of those partnerships are huge. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Green Bay, we have Mackenzie who has a comment for us. Go ahead, Mackenzie.
Hi there. I work for the Greater Green Bay Habitat for Humanity, and I've worked for Habitat for Humanity in Colorado at Vail Valley. And it is just a great organization. I love working here. It does real good for the community, having worked on the construction side of things and in the Restore, which is the thrift store part of it, where it funds the building costs. I've just seen amazing things happen to the folks that get the hand up and qualify for the homes.
Do you have a favorite memory, Mackenzie, of one of the houses or a moment that really sticks in your mind?
I'd say when I was working in Colorado on the construction site, just working with the partner families, I've made lifelong friends, and I've developed really good connections. And so I'd say that is a really lasting, great effect for me.
Great. Well, thank you for calling in. Do you have a comment about that, Peter?
No, I think that's pretty common. You know, I mean, it's just a great organization. And, you know, there's so many different ways to get involved. And so I just encourage everyone out there to, you know, consider volunteering and becoming engaged.
Thank you, Mackenzie, again for that call. So she had mentioned the Restore, the Habitat Restore, and we say we're going to talk about that. It's like, oh, I love that place. And the name itself is awesome. Whoever thought of that was a genius. So it's called the Restore. And tell us about it.
So the Restore is an interesting concept. You know, a big part of Habitat for Humanity is really centered on sustainability, you know, in terms of what we're doing and giving new life to say, you know, other items that are out there. And so at your average Restore, you know, around the state, I believe we have around 27 different Restores, most major cities, as well as, you know, small parts of the Northwoods as well. You can find them. So, you know, we receive donated items from the community and then, you know, turn around and offer them to, you know, folks that might have home projects, crafting projects. You know, each Restore is a little bit different. So I've seen everything from, gosh, like reclaimed, you know, urban wood to, you know, whole staircases to granite countertops, you know, and it's kind of an adventure, you know. I think some folks have kind of something in mind when they're going to the store. Others, you know, it's kind of like a choose your own adventure where, you know, you're treasure hunting. So
right.
It's kind of neat.
It's like going to an estate sale.
Mm-hmm.
They've got furniture. Even small things. So it's not like you have to have this big project that you're working on. And there's also Facebook pages. So they'll post all those lovely little things that they want you to come in and take a look at. But really, the prices are really good. And like you said, it keeps things out of landfill, which is really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we know Habitat for building new houses, but do you do rehab also?
Absolutely. So we do all sorts of rehabs and repairs, you know, dozens and dozens around the state. Sometimes they have different focuses. So, you know, for example, you know, we have a veterans build where, you know, we do a lot of work with the veterans community where we, you know, focused on trauma-informed care and mental health and working with veterans who, you know, need that hand up. You know, in Habitat world, we say, you know, we provide a hand up, not a handout. You know, we have an equal relationship with our partner families. And so with the vets, you know, we could do, you know, all sorts of rehabs or repairs, you know, say if they're facing a disability, you know, from their service, where, you know, we install mobility ramps, we have grab bars, you know, we want to make that, you know, home ownership safe, you know, for them. And so that's a part of it. We also focus on aging in place, too, with seniors, you know, or we have another event called A Brush with Kindness, where, you know, we'll go into, you know, a neighborhood and work with certain folks and just really help them revitalize the community. So, yeah.
How do you choose the families, the people that you help?
Sure. So, you know, we want to focus on helping folks that are ready. And so we do have homeowner readiness programs where we're trying to get them, you know, into, you know, the right mindset of, all right, what is involved financially, where are they at, gauging their financial health. And it's kind of an amazing journey, you know, that Habitat's able to work with folks. And, you know, a lot of times they're anywhere between 30% to 60% of area median income. These are, you know, hardworking average Wisconsinites that are out there. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're setting them up for success. So we begin that journey together. Oftentimes they reach out to us, obviously. And mm-hmm. and as we go down that path, we take a look at their financial health and what they're looking to get out of life. And then from there, develop that journey. If they're not quite, you know, at the point where we can really help them, then, you know, we still stay in touch and get them to the point that they are. But I would say it's exciting to see them, you know, get ready, and they obviously they qualify financially for a mortgage, which is a big responsibility. And, you know, yeah, I love seeing that process unfold.
What does that do for a community and for the family itself who've made this commitment and made this investment to this home? How does their outlook change, and how does the community change?
Gosh, well, there are so many different facets to it. You know, there are dozens and dozens of different Habitat home designs. So, you know, we want these homes not just to be energy efficient. You really can't tell a Habitat home from really any other home in the neighborhood. So, you know, folks have the opportunity to select different colors, to customize the home, you know, to a degree. Obviously, I mentioned before, you know, we want the home to, you know, meet their needs, you know, if they do need a ramp or grab bars or something like that, to where everybody is set up for success. You know, we also have, you know, in terms of looking at the, I guess, the macro view of the community, it's really exciting to see, you know, the large impact. You've got, you know, the health side of thing related to social determinants of health, where, you know, if you're looking at outcomes, you're going to see an improvement, you know, looking at early childhood development, where kids need that stability, or, you know, if you have working parents, you know, just having a home to come home to, you know, having that environmental, that environment set up for success is huge. I would say another part of it is kind of looking at that workforce housing aspect of it, where, you know, employers in a community, you know, if you're in a small town or if you're in a large city but you can't afford to live there, or you have to travel an hour or whatever, you know, it makes life tough. And so that's another way that, you know, by serving folks that are in that range, that workforce range, you know, in terms of income, we're able to help, you know, municipalities, we're able to help, you know, employers, you know, continue business. And yeah, so that's exciting.
We're talking with Peter Lewandowski. He's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin. What questions or comments do you have? We'd love to hear from you. 800-642-1234. Or you can always send an email. And that address is ideas@wpr.org. So one thing that is always a concern, especially when you're living in an area where houses are worth, you know, quite a bit of money, are the taxes. So is there an escrow built into the mortgage? Is that all taken into consideration?
So we do take taxes into consideration. In part, that's what we're looking at for advocacy at the state and federal level as
Well. Yeah.
Trying to make it more affordable. We're also looking at you know, oftentimes Habitat affiliates bringing down the cost of home ownership by taking on a second mortgage so that, you know, we're able to, you know, just make that much more affordable, you know, for the homeowners, mm-hmm. you know, over time. So, yeah, we're mainly focused on first-time home buyers and making that achievable.
What kind of education that do you provide then for the actual people who are in the program, or maybe people who want to be? Are there classes or anything like that available?
Yeah, so it's really exciting. I've seen different affiliates. The one here in Dane County, for example, you know, we have all sorts of financial literacy classes, you know, not just for our partner families, but, you know, we're also looking at that next generation. And so, you know, we have collaborations with, you know, high schools even in terms of financial literacy and trying to give folks a leg up. Even though their home buying journey might not be for another, you know, decade or two, but mm-hmm. but yeah, so
it's important
exciting
to know that. And I know mm-hmm. there's that new bill that passed, so obviously mm-hmm. it's going to be something that the kids have to take before they can graduate. So that's
certainly
a good thing.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Absolutely. And now let's talk about volunteers to help these builds or whatever you're doing. How does one go about volunteering?
Well, there are any number of paths to volunteering with Habitat builds. I would say, you know, certainly most affiliates, you know, you can give them a call and connect. Obviously, you know, that's one route. Another journey would be to, you know, through your employer, consider, you know, sponsoring a team build. You know, we've seen whole, you know, companies, believe it or not, you know, put together. We'll even ship the frames out to, you know, your job site. And, you know, I mean, there's so many ways to become engaged.
That is great. I love that idea. So they don't even have to go anywhere. They're just at work and they take their extra time. And
we'll put them on a flatbed. And
that is amazing. Right. Yeah, technology has got to be helping when it comes to building these homes, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
And speaking about like businesses, or what about like tech programs, tech colleges, unions, that type of thing? Has Habitat been used for experience for these people that want to learn?
Absolutely. That's a huge learning process, you know, and so, you know, whenever we can, we try to partner with local tech colleges, and mm-hmm. and so that's an exciting part of things. I'm just thinking, I know here locally in Dane County, we have there's a partnership with the Boys and Girls Club, you know, in terms of, you know, getting folks ready for the trades, and, you know, what better way to test out some of your skills than, you know, working on a Habitat for Humanity home.
So. For sure. And so many companies are looking for skilled mm-hmm. trades people. So this might be a win-win for someone who helps build their own home, too. Has that ever happened? Where the homeowner or someone in the family goes on to do this for a living?
I don't have an example in mind, but I'm sure it has.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah. So, okay, so I want to help with a build. So I go to a local affiliate. Is that what I would
yes.
do? And then what happens?
Well, I would say they'd connect you with their volunteer manager
okay.
and look at, you know, upcoming builds. They'd mm-hmm. want to, you know, get to know where someone's interests and talents lie, and then, you know, find the fit that's right for them.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes it could be in the office. Sometimes, you know, there's volunteer opportunities in our restores
mm-hmm.
that we were talking about a minute ago, or
mm-hmm.
or on the build site as well. And, you know, it's each Habitat affiliate has what we call a competent person on the build site. It's a neat name, but
I like that.
Where, you know, we have the right safety training, and so we want it to be a hands-on experience, but a safe experience too. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
do you need any kind of experience?
You don't.
Oh, so competency is a good thing to have on this job.
It is.
What kind of jobs are there? I mean, is it going to be, you know, a hammer job, or what kind of jobs are there?
I've seen it all. I'd say a lot of times, you know, what can be fun is, you know, framing homes, you know, in terms of putting together frames, you know, installing windows, you know. I mean, a lot of the work of the home, you know, can be done,
mm-hmm.
You know, on that site. Obviously, some of it we want done, you know, we're not going to have volunteers out there pouring a, you know, a basement or something. But
putting in electrical.
Right, yeah, right. There are boundaries here.
Yes.
But I would say, yeah, any number of things, you know, that folks can do with,
mm-hmm.
you know, windows, you know, certainly putting on siding, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the homeowners, are they required to do a certain amount of volunteer hours?
So your average homeowner typically would put in around 150 to up to 500 hours of sweat equity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of that's based on, you know, what someone's ability is, you know. There are different ways to achieve that as well. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
necessarily have to be swinging a hammer, but yeah, it's part of leveling, you know, the power dynamic, you know, in that relationship, to where, you know, we're true partners in
mm-hmm.
that, and they're engaged in that home building process. So
do the contractors that you work with, like say for electrical, do they oftentimes do this at a reduced rate for the organization?
Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
certainly. And, you know, brings to mind, you know, one of our sustainability programs called Grow Solar for Humanity, which is a partnership with the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, or also MREA is another acronym, as well as Focus on Energy, where, you know, Habitat affiliates across the state come together and, you know, together we work with put out a bid to solar installers, and, you know, have a group buy
mm-hmm.
where, you know, we're able to install solar at a lower price and really pass that savings along, you know, to the homeowner, as well as provide long-term energy savings and do something good for the planet. So I guess to answer your question, that's just a really great example of a win all around, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. How big of an organization do you have here in Wisconsin as far as actual people who work for you?
You know, we're a relatively nimble crew.
Okay.
So, you know, we have two full-time employees and a very committed board and, you know, really focused on, you know, getting resources to affiliates and to homeowners. So
okay. If you've got a question about Habitat for Humanity, give us a call. Lines are open, 800-642-1234. Or maybe you've been a volunteer. Tell us what that experience is like. Or you could send us an email, ideas@wpr.org. So do you find that your volunteers just keep coming back?
We do. We do have repeat volunteers or some veteran volunteers, and so you know, we have in certain affiliates. I'm thinking of retired engineers that, you know, really love still tinkering around and you know, improving some of our processes. Could be, you know, college kids, you know, as part of a chapter. You know, we have different service trips that they can take part in. So, yeah, they're very passionate.
Okay, great. I just had a question I was going to ask you, and of course, it just flew out of my mind. But, as far as like fundraising goes, are there fundraising opportunities in different communities too?
Certainly. So, we have any number of ways that folks can contribute. You know, we hold, you know, annual galas. You know, each affiliate holds galas typically, or, you know, a dinner or an event. I've seen some creative fundraising where they'll have a golf outing, you know, as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, Larry wanted to make sure that we mentioned the Super Bowl here in Madison, which is S-O-U-P-E-R. Tell us a little bit about that real quick.
Right. So the Super Bowl is here at UW-Madison, in fact, where, you know, the local Habitat College chapter, you know, raises money toward, you know, building homes and supporting Habitat homeowners, and they literally serve soup. So, you know, that's a fun way.
Yeah, and they make bowls, right? One of a kind ceramic or whatever you want to call it, bowls.
Yeah.
And so it's a really fun thing. And that comes up, is it the weekend before the Super Bowl?
It is, yes.
Okay. So if anybody's interested, you can find more information about that. We have a call from Diane in Madison. Hi, Diane. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So I'm calling to try to find out what information does Larry have that he can give us to talk about getting people involved in building their own home here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, great. Thanks, Diane. Larry, I'm going to call you Larry now. Peter.
Certainly.
Go ahead. Where can she find more info?
Sure. Well, I would you know, suggest going to contact Habitat for Humanity of Dane County, you know, either on the web or just give them a call and, you know, begin that process.
So, So the person who answers a phone is going to be able to help her.
Absolutely. Help walk through, you know, where someone's at, what they're looking for, you know, and go from there.
What does an average, I suppose there's probably no average, family look like, I mean, for your projects?
You know, that's a neat question. I've seen, you know, around the state, I mean, I can't say there's an average home. I think most are hardworking Wisconsinites. You know, I've seen, you know, folks who've lived here for generations. I've also recently had the pleasure of meeting a family who emigrated to Wisconsin from Algeria. They were refugees, you know, and I would say there's no one specific Habitat homeowner, but we do want that impact to carry. And so it's pretty common that, you know, a lot of homeowners tend to have families. So.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. You're going to have that commitment too. So, and that's got to be good for the children of the family.
Absolutely. You see the kids' faces light up, you know, at a home dedication, you know, they're kicking around a soccer ball or playing with a basketball. And, you know, who doesn't want to pick your own room and, you know, start to decorate it and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Where can people find more information? What's the website?
Sure. I would say, yeah, feel free to go to habitatwisconsin.org. And take a look. Check us out.
Okay. Thank you, Peter, for being here. We really appreciate it. We've been talking with Peter Lewandowski. He's the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin. Join us again tomorrow for Garden Talk. Our first guest will help us with inside plants, and our second guest will talk about moss gardens. That's tomorrow, starting at 11 on the Ideas Network. I'm Jill Nadeau. Thanks so much for joining us on the Ideas Network today. Stay well.